The passage reading is Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary.
Amen.
사랑하는 성도 여러분,
dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all of the world, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all of the world, GCN and Mami TV viewing audiences, this is the third session on Law of Sowing and Reaping. In order for you to abundantly reap whatever you sow in this year of reaping 2010, in the last session, I explained to you two things you should do. First, we have to cultivate our heart. And we have to keep the Sunday holy and give proper tithes. To cultivate our heart, I'm explaining about it in the Sunday morning services. One thing we have to remember is the basic principle of receiving blessings. It is that all things will go well with us as our soul prospers. We lead a good life of faith. We receive not only financial, if we lead a good life of faith, we receive not only financial blessings, but all kinds of blessings. But the purpose of leading a life in faith is not just to receive blessings on this earth. We do not cultivate our heart, keep the Sunday holy, or give proper tithes just to receive financial blessings. We just do our duty as saved children of God because we love God. Some people have different purpose when they come to church. If they just come to church to receive healing or receive blessings, and if they don't receive the healing or the blessings, they just leave. It's because they have a wrong purpose. We attend the church to receive forgiveness of sins and receive salvation. And to go to heavenly kingdom with our soul being prosperous. We don't come to church to receive healing or just blessings. Those who have these purposes, these wrong purposes, do not grow in faith. As God wants us of, as God wants, we have to make our soul prosper and grow in spirit. Then we can receive blessings. But if they don't, they just leave the church, which proves that they didn't have faith. But when the children fulfill their duties as children, the parents do not take it for granted, but they become happy and thankful. God the Father will also be happy and bless His children when they love God and dwell in the truth. But God generally doesn't give blessings unconditionally as He desires. He gives them according to what is sown and according to the rules of justice. I hope you will sow the seed and care for it in a way that pleases God and according to the rules of the justice so that you can receive abundant blessings. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will experience in your daily lives the grace of the Father God who is full of love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the third secret to reap what we sow is that we must not ask with greed. There is a saying that says, if you want to be rich, you must not follow money, but you have to make money follow you. If we have an obsession over money, we will become impatient. Then we'll lose our sense of judgment and walk away from the right way of doing things. As a result, we are likely to suffer a great loss. In order for us to receive financial blessings in Christian faith, we must first rid ourselves of greed. Greed is idolatry, which God hates very much. Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." We have to choose only one side, either God or the money. In our Christian life, we may face a situation where we have to choose between seeking our benefit or choosing what is good and proper despite the loss that we'll incur. In this situation, erroneously thinking that God will understand us, we are likely to do what is not in accordance with the truth if we have greed. Also, we see some people change their faith due to their greed. For example, when the income is small, they give proper tithes. But as their income increases, their tithe seems much more money, and they feel stingy about giving proper tithes and stop giving it. If they have more money, they should be giving tithes more properly. But some of them, they don't do that. God was giving them blessings, seeing their diligence in Christian life. But now God cannot help but stop giving them blessings. The reason why we ask for financial blessings is not for ourselves to enjoy more things. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 and 8 says, "For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content." When you are born, were you born with anything with you? Did you have any ring on your finger? We didn't bring anything into this world. We cannot take anything out of it either. We are born empty-handed. We go empty-handed. So if we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. Even if we accumulate so much wealth and store it up on this earth, it is useless once we go to heaven. Therefore, we only have to give glory to God by receiving blessings and ask for wealth to save more souls. We should ask for financial blessings, but not with greed, but for the kingdom of God. Then what kind of heart do we have in order not to ask with greed? First, we must not have a desire for anything that is not our own. If we have greed, we'll be interested when we hear that we can gain some income without working, or we can get a great amount of money easily. This way, we are apt to be cheated by evil people. In most cases, those who are swindled out of their money, they are cheated because of their own greed. If they don't have greed, they will just walk the righteous way and not be cheated by anyone. If we really rely on God, our heart must not be shaken by such words that agitate our greed. Suppose a piece of gold as big as a soccer ball is on the street. Even so, we must not even begin to want it if it's not ours. I believe many of you have this kind of heart. Then we will not be tempted by anything, but we will only go the way to which God guides us. Next, we must think about what we want to spend the money for once we receive blessings. When I received divine healing for the first time, my wish was that I could become a rich elder of the church. It was not for me to eat, wear, and have good things, but it was so I could help the needy as much as I wanted to do. I wanted to help the widows, orphans, and others who are in need, and that is why I wanted to become a rich elder. But unlike my anticipation, God called me as a servant of His, and so I was praying in a different way, so I thought it was completely different, but God fulfilled all my dreams. I became a pastor, but I can still help the poor, the needy. And since the opening of the church, we have been helping the needy until this day. In fact, as Paul said, he knew how to get along with humble means and also how to live in prosperity. My life was full of grace of salvation, and I was just thankful with or without financial blessings. But I prayed with a desire to give glory to God, help the needy, and also to extend the kingdom of God by receiving financial blessings. A long time has passed since then, but my heart never changed. I am thankful whether God gives to me or not, but most of the things that God gives to me, I give it for the kingdom and glory of God. I hardly spend anything for myself. For this reason, I am always confident before God, even when I ask of God for something so great. Next, if we do not have greed, we will ask according to the justice by receiving the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but not with impatience. Some people give 100,000 won monthly tithe, but they receive my prayer to make it 1 million won tithe. Of course, it is good to have faith to receive great blessings, but they cannot just receive such blessings right away. They have to take each step by increasing it to 200,000 won, 300,000 won, and so on. They shouldn't just be greedy and say 1 million won at once. And I think some of men's mission members, they are desiring too much. They used to ask me to pray for 1 million won tithe last year. Now they say 2 million won, 2.5, 3 million won. They increase their tithe by 500,000 won at a time. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's right. So I'm a little worried that they might be desiring too much. It is not faith to ask of God as if we were pressing God, ignoring the steps with our own thoughts and impatience. In some cases, because their businesses are going well, they get along and increase their business without considering the matters carefully. Or, because one thing is going well, they begin another thing. They just try to expand their business this way without thinking about the situation. As they begin so many works, they cannot focus on even one thing, and finally they face difficult situations. Of course, these people will say, we want to give it to God as we receive blessings. But even though they want to give to God, expanding their business rashly itself proves that they have greed. They must be able to discern whether it is they who are deciding things on their own, or it is God who is leading them. As I told you in the Sunday morning service, you have to pray to receive inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Then it will be all absolutely right. But if you just follow your own thoughts and ideas and plans, then if you have greed and too much desire, then things will begin to go wrong. If we are over-motivated or if we want to do everything that is said to be good, then in most cases, it is our greed that blocks the voice of the Holy Spirit. James chapter 4, verses 2 to 3 says, you lust and do not have, so you commit murder. You are envious and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. If we pray, if we ask, God gives to us. But if we ask with greed, God cannot give to us. Because it is to spend it on our pleasures. I hope you will keep this message, keep this passage in mind, cast away greed, and sow in faith, following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then God will also lead you to the way of blessings and answer you as you ask. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the fourth secret to reap as we sow is that we have to walk the right way. We have to act only with integrity and faithfulness. We must keep not only the law of God, but also the law of the country. Only then will God be able to keep you too. We must not employ an expedient, cheat others, or walk away from the truth in order to gain easy benefit. Then God cannot help us. If we violate the law, if we go against the truth, or the justice of God, God cannot help us because He is in justice. He has to stick to justice, the righteousness. But rather, Satan will begin to disturb us. Even in this world, it is difficult for those who do not walk the right way to succeed. For example, in a rice shop or a textile shop, the sellers may use dishonest means of measure. They act like they are giving more for the price, but in fact, they give less than the value using some tricks. They may get an extra profit for the moment, but in long term, it is rather a loss. When I was living in Gumodong, the house owner was running a rice shop along with many other things. But he had many regular customers. He was honest with his measures. But in other shops, they used dishonest measures. Nowadays it's different, but before they had this measure in every shop, a certain size of bowls. So this bowl has to be in the right size. But those other shops, they put something at the bottom of the bowl. That was to cheat the customers. So some people, after they take it home, they measure it with their own measures. Some people do that. So they find out it's not right. And they find out that they were cheated. And the news spread and the customers stopped going to that shop. In the countryside also, my mother also once measured it herself after buying something in the market. Also in the textile shops, they do it with this measurement. And in most shops, they cheat. In Dongdaemun market, there were many textile shops or silk shops. In my high school days, I used to help with my brother-in-law and my brother with their shops, or also in the vacation. So I know they cheated. My brother-in-law also cheated. Other people also cheated. They say everybody is cheating. So they give them a certain measure of textiles, certain length, and they measure it right there in front of the eyes of the customers. They just measure it this way, and they make it look like they're giving a little bit more than the measure. So it looks like they are giving more. But in fact, they are pulling it back this much, and they have this technique, skills, to make it look like that, but actually they pull it back. So if they measure it again at home, they find out that these merchants are cheating. Some of them, they come back, and I saw some of the customers came back saying that they were cheated and there were quarrels and fights. So soon their dishonesty will be revealed and customers will stay away from such shops. On the other hand, think about those shops where they have honest measures. In the beginning, it may seem they have little profit, but as time goes, the news will spread and they will have more and more regular customers. As is the case in worldly business, integrity and faithfulness is even more important in the Lord. You may say, those cheaters, those merchants who are cheating, they are well off and they are living a good life, rich life. You may say that, but look at their final result. Many of them go to the jail or their end is not good. You've heard many times about how faithful Jacob was when he was tending the flock of his uncle. He tended the cattle in cold and hot weather, day and night without much sleep. And if any animal was stolen or taken by wild beasts, he paid for it. He kept them hard. But it sometimes happens. It's inevitable. Some cattle or flock will be taken away by wild animals or taken away. It was not even his own flock, but he still paid for it. So because he was so faithful in his work, he could receive blessings of God. Jacob's son, Joseph, was also a very faithful man. He was sold into another country as a slave, but he was not the kind of person who did only what was given to him without a measure of dedication. He was so faithful and wise in his works that the master did not even check what was entrusted to Joseph. Because he was such a person, God could open a way of great blessing for him. After making him a great vessel through the trials, God set him up as the prime minister of the entire land of Egypt. God wanted to make him the prime minister, but when he was just young, he didn't have anything. He was not prepared to take up the duties. So God refined him and made him learn all the things for 13 years. He was the administrator of the household of his master, and when he was in the jail, he also learned about the politics and how to manage the people. Because it was a prison where many politicians, many ministers came. So he learned everything about politics. And when the time came, God made him the prime minister. It's the same with you. Some people do not receive blessings quickly, but if they are praying for to become a CEO of a company or owner of a company, then to be able to lead and manage a company, you have to have the ability and capability to do it. So God has to make you your vessel and give you the capability over a period of time so He can make you actually the CEO. If you say, oh, I prayed and why? How come I don't become a CEO yet? If you are not ready, you can't. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24 says, whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, it is the Lord Christ whom you serve. Even though he served a Gentile, he walked the right way and was faithful, believing in God, and God paid him back with blessings. However, even though we know much truth and pray a lot, God cannot bless us if we do not walk the right way. Those who are faithful in little things can be entrusted with greater things too. Those who are honest and faithful before people can also be acknowledged to be truthful before God too. towards the end of the year, you have elections to select the leaders, to elect the leaders. And you have the 7-8 categories. Keeping the Sabbath holy, giving proper tithes, who cast away sins, struggling against to the point of shedding blood, and all those things. But some mission groups or small groups, they have the law. They have to... Some small groups, they don't even vote to elect the leader. So the groups can't be managed properly. They say they have quarrels. They argue about the leader, whether he is qualified or not. Of course, we have the law, and they have to follow the law. But those are small groups. Please repent, and next time, please follow the rules. God always wants to open the way of blessing for us, but if we do not have honesty and faithfulness, we cannot make it our own blessing. Brothers and sisters, I urge you to keep two things in mind at this point. It is something I always advise you. First, in the church, we must not exchange any money among the brothers in faith. We must not conduct business and make such requests as, "There is a business with bright future, so lend me some money," or "Invest your money with me." And we must not respond to such requests either. We are not even supposed to talk about worldly business in the church. If there is any money exchange among the church members, Satan will surely bring accusation because of it. In other churches, when I was a new believer, in other churches, there were so many mutual funds among the brothers and sisters. And most of those groups, they go wrong. The first one who took the money, they don't give any more, then they don't put the money in. So they always fight with each other among the deacons, deaconesses, and things like that. But after the opening of the church, God gave us the word. You must never exchange money among the brothers, among the church members. And that will cause Satan's work and accusations of Satan so that it will make enmity among the church members. So since then, I began to teach the members that not to have any kind of money exchange among the church members. As in the Proverbs, we must not become a guarantor or ask for anybody to become your guarantor. And those who disobeyed, they suffered so much. Even though you begin with a good intention, later you will have uncomfortable situations. You may even fall into tests or stumble. So how can God be pleased with such people and bless them? The second thing is that you must not be a financial guarantor for anybody. The Bible several times tells us not to be a guarantor. Let us look up a couple of passages. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 15 says, "He who is guarantor for a stranger will surely suffer for it. But he who hates being a guarantor is secure." If you become a guarantor, you will surely suffer for it. But he who hates being a guarantor is secure. He'll be at peace. Even though he may be criticized for that moment, they may say, some say, "Oh, he's my brother, and he will complain against me, so I had to be his guarantor." But think about it carefully. If you really love your brother, if you cannot ask your brother to be your guarantor, there's no guarantee that your business will go well. If it doesn't go well, you will fail, and your brother will fail, and your brother's family members will also suffer. And who will be responsible for your brother's family? So if you really love your brother, you cannot ask your brother to be your guarantor. And if your brother doesn't become your guarantee, and if you consider him like an enemy, if you have enmity because of that, if you have hatred, and it's not love. So think about it carefully. It's not love to ask or to become a guarantor or to become a guarantor yourself. It is, if you ask, it means you are asking only, you're seeking only your own benefit. There are so many people who go bankrupt, who lose their house because they became guarantors. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 26 also says, do not be among those who give pledges, among those who become guarantors for debts. Do not become guarantor for debts. But your church members, you even put up your mother-in-law's house. Proverbs chapter 6 verses 1 through 5 also says that if you have become a guarantor for your neighbor, you have to quickly go to the neighbor and continually and repeatedly ask him to be released. If you once become a guarantor for your neighbor, because your neighbors, you say you trust each other, but anyway, if you become a guarantor, you have to quickly go to the neighbor. And if you are a guarantor for somebody, go to that person tomorrow and ask him to be released. And if you have enmity because of that, it's still okay. He's evil. And if you become like enemies with each other, then it means he's not even your friend or neighbor. It tells us that we have to deliver ourselves like a gazelle is delivered from a hunter, or a bird is released from the captivity of a net. So most of you obey the word of God, so you are not cheated or you're not swindled. Also, you don't borrow money from credit card companies. So God is guiding you, so you don't have guiding you to receive blessings, because you don't have to pay so much interest upon interest. But to undo the guarantee is much more difficult than to refuse to be a guarantor, so we must not accept such a request in the first place. It's not only with unbelievers, but also with the brothers in faith. We must not ask any brother to be our guarantor. However, even though I advise you so many times, there are people who put themselves in difficult situations by becoming guarantors. Even though you are very close to each other, and if somebody asks you to become a guarantor, then the one who is asking you is violating the word of God. And if you do become a guarantor, you are also violating the word of God, so both of you are committing sins. So how can Satan not work on you? Even good things will turn into bad, good terms will turn into bad terms. And Satan will make everything twist everything, so God cannot help you. Satan will just play with you. And so even the things that can go well will not go well. I think many of you who disobeyed experienced such things. They say they couldn't help it because of their friendship or because that person was in such a desperate situation and he was trustworthy. So does it mean you can violate the word of God? But who can know the future things? If they become a guarantor just because they cannot overcome the momentary sympathy, then they suffer for a long time. Fortunately, suppose their business went well. But still, the fact never changes that you violated the word of God. and you lost the trust between God and you. God lost His trust in you. So you cannot be well off. They come to me to pray for them, but trials follow them because they did not keep the word of God. Being unable to refuse such a request is not goodness at all. It is rather to disobey the word of God. It is such a foolish thing, like gambling, for you are putting your wealth and the comfort of your family at jeopardy. If you are really wealthy enough, you can just give it without wanting it, wanting to receive it back. So when I helped anybody, I never received anything back from those people. I just gave everything. Even if I just give, those members who are good-hearted, after they receive blessings, they give me back because they received blessings. But I never give to receive anything back. Doesn't mean they're receiving it back. I never ask for anything. I never asked anybody to give anything back to me. I was a non-ordained pastor right after I opened the church, and we didn't have so many church members, but even my senior, my pastors who were senior to me, they came to me and asked me to help them. And they say, oh, if you help me, if my church has a revival, and I'll pay you back with this interest rate and this and that. But I always say to them, I don't need interest, Pastor. Just spend it. I don't want it back either. Just spend the money. Or, so if you want the money back, it only creates enmity. So was it to my loss? Of course, it's not a loss. Because God knows everything. He is watching everything. And how can God not bless such a good heart? Later, God blessed me even more greatly. Our church always increased, grew up, and the church finance also increased. We received only blessings, greater and greater blessings, and the power became greater. In order to receive blessings and also to avoid calamities, I urge you not to become guarantors for anything. Brothers and sisters, let me read a testimony which was on the Manmi News among so many other testimonies of blessings. Deacon Hyun-woo Kim of Dongguangju Manmi Church. I had worked at an automobile repair shop, and during my time there, I was recognized for my diligence and integrity. However, the actual income was not much. Encouraged by the senior pastor's word, if a soul prospers, he will still receive God's blessings no matter how terrible the economy is doing. I quit my job to start my own business. From that point on, I made growing faith. I made growing my faith a priority and made every effort to please God without involving fleshly thoughts. I tried to detach myself from an idle life in Christ while reading the senior pastor's book, Hell, and solidified my spiritual foundation through prayer at the nightly Daniel prayer meeting. At first, I wanted to do a big business and receive blessings as I listened to the senior pastor's messages. However, I realized that to recklessly borrow money and expand the business is from greed. So I left the matters with God, praying for His guidance. Then the head of the shop I had to quit asked me to take over the shop and offered it to me at a really good price. Certain that this was God's answer to my prayer, I took over the shop in July 2007. Instead of harboring greed to earn as much money as I could, I strove to obey God's word I had heard through the senior pastor, including always seek goodness and walk on the right path, and be sure to obey the law of this world. Even at times when it was disadvantageous to me, I processed each transaction with honesty. Some customers do the same, other shops just do what customers ask of them. Why isn't that the case here and demand something inappropriate? However, I've seen customers return many times, even after I had refused to honor such requests. When customers tried to lower the price for the service, I chose not to argue with them but did whatever they asked and sought peace. After such instances, God always made sure to give me more profitable situations. Following the right path in running the business was not as difficult as I had thought. At first, it did feel a throwback, but God showed me the path to blessings as I kept concentrating on staying on the path. About 6 months after starting the business to which I diligently sought to apply the word, about 70 or 80% of the customers became regulars, and the customer base has been increasing through the word of mouth. Even if I don't accept dinner invitations with customers or run marketing campaigns, God has sent me a greater number of customers so that my tithes have increased tenfold. Recently, foreign vehicle-only dealerships have entrusted my firm with many paint jobs, and I look forward to an even greater source of income. Customers often say, "I know you guys here don't rip off customers, so I can trust you. Plus, you are very good at what you do." Some of my employees even say, "Thanks to my boss who believes in God from his heart, this business is blessed." All this is because of God's grace and love and because of senior pastor who has taught me the truth and led me onto the path of blessings. I also thank my pastor in charge and fellow members for their prayer. Brothers and sisters, just by hearing this testimony, we can understand how God blesses those children who keep their faith and walk the right way. In reality, it might seem that it is your loss, but actually it's not your loss. God can give you better customers. And once you are recognized and acknowledged for your integrity and faithfulness, if they think that if the customers understand that you have honest and integrity, then God will give you so many more regular customers. I hope you will also act in the truth and sow the seeds of integrity and faithfulness so that you can reap abundant fruits. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, some people criticize those who ask God for blessings as if it were something wrong. There are some people who do that. They say we must not ask for any material blessings, but we must only look up to heaven. But 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor." Jesus was born in a stable and he lived a life in poverty so that you through his poverty might become rich. Just like he shed his blood to redeem us from sins, he lived a life of poverty to redeem us from poverty. Because poverty itself is not a sin, he didn't have to shed his blood. But he had to live in poverty to redeem us from poverty. Jesus redeemed us from the curse of sin by shedding his blood and dying on a tree. In the same way, he redeemed us from poverty by living a life in poverty himself. He made it possible that we can receive whatever we ask in the name of the Lord. So both in Old and New Testament, it tells us so many times how we can receive blessings. Like in the case of widow of Zarephath, Abraham was so rich. Job was also very rich, so rich. Joseph was wealthy and powerful. So was Daniel. God never tells us to be poor. God never tells us to be sick. Men of God, there was nobody who was sick. There was only one person who was sick, and that person did a little evil thing. That is why he was sick towards the end of his life, when so many children were making fun of him, calling him names, and the bald head. Even though he told them not to do it so many times, and they still didn't listen, and they just kept on following him. I have to ask him in heaven, but whether he was angry or not, he just cursed them, and the female bear came up came forth and he ripped that ripped off those children. But that is a little too much. And because of that, that prophet became diseased at the end of his days. It's just that we must not ask with greed but for the glory of God. Also, we have to act with integrity and faithfulness while walking the right path with faith. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will act in this way and receive abundant blessings on this earth, contribute to the kingdom of God, and fill up your storehouses in heaven by diligently sowing and reaping. If you can fill up your heavenly storehouse with your name, under your name, then there's no rotting or thief or anything. If you just leave it there, your interest will be 30, 60, 100 times more. So if you just sow and if you ask God later to give you back, then He will give you back more than enough. And because I know this rule, I just accumulate. I just give to God. And what happened today? God gives me whatever I ask. For me personally, among all the pastors in the world, I am the richest. It's just according to the word of God. So I really earnestly want all our members to receive blessings this year so many of you can give more tithes than me. For the last 27, 28 years, I have been the number one for the last 27, 28 years. Nobody has given more tithe than me. And it's something sad, actually. So have a good desire. Obey senior pastor's word. You can think you will obey senior pastor's word and you'll give more tithes than the senior pastor. And it'll be something very thankful. Let's pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and faith. Father God, let us cultivate our heart. And let us keep Sunday holy and give proper tithes. And let us sow with faith and not ask, but not ask with greed. Let us walk the right way. Let us act in integrity and faithfulness. And let us keep the law. And let us not have any monetary exchange among the church members. Father, our Lord redeemed us from poverty and let us receive blessings and seek the glory of God and give all the glory to God by receiving blessings. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I can confidently say in my sermons, I can confidently preach since the opening of the church because I'm living by the word of God. I just live. Then God has worked according to the words written in the Bible. And He has blessed all our family members to be healthy, not to get into any accident. For the last 27, 8 years, I never got into any traffic accident. Not even by we were crashed by any other car. All my family members are healthy. They never went to any hospital, never took any medicine for the last 37 years since we accepted the Lord. God can bless us this way. We can do missionary works, charitable works. Our church finance committee has to spend for many things. But without their notice, without their knowledge, I spent so much money. I just do it myself in many places. I help the poor. We do the missionary works and God blessed me so much to do so many things. That's what God has been doing since the opening of the church until now. I didn't study more than others. I don't have so many social skills, not to have, so many fellowship with rich people or something like that. I never have interaction with any politicians or businessmen. I don't even try to do that. I'm not really good at socializing, but because God loves me, just like the word promises written in the Bible, it is all fulfilled. And as you see, the power of God is becoming greater. We accomplish world mission. Every week, we have so many branch churches joining in, joining us. Some scores of branch churches joined even just this past week because they want to join us, learn from us, because they love me. And God's word is just fulfilled as it is. There are so many promises. Also, personally and church-wise, there were so many promises that I gave you, and they were all fulfilled in overseas crusades and many other things. So if you cannot believe my word, you can believe the word of God and obey it. So you can receive blessings abundantly in this year of blessing 2010. You can reap abundantly and give glory to God. The elders, men's mission members, you should give glory to God more than women's mission members. Anybody can do it. If you rely on God and practice the word, anybody can do it. Even impossible will become possible, and the possible things will be even better. We'll have a two-term continuous special Daniel prayer meeting from tomorrow, and just meditate on the messages you heard. Why it is that you don't receive answers and blessings, even though you are praying? What is the word that you are obeying, and what is the word that you are disobeying? What is the reason? What is the fundamental reason? Whether or not you are receiving blessings, even after sowing so much before God. God's word is absolute truth. I'll pray for the sick, lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work transcending space and time. Bless all the members in all churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries who are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all those children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, all GCN viewers and Mommy TV viewers, and all overseas missionaries, pastors, and members of more than 9,000 branch churches. And also they've sent prayer requests. Father, lay your hands on them. Pastor Jonghee Han, Joseph Han of India, he'll have a handkerchief crusade on March 17th, Wednesday, in Chennai Mami Church. Let many people gather. Show your amazing works on March 18th and 19th. He will visit the members in state of Puducherry, of those who received blessings through GCN and handkerchief crusades. Let it go well. Pastor Vitaly Fishberg of United States, let the missionary works and translation works into Russian go well in 2010. And fast heartbeat, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let him lose weight and let him be healthier. And his mother, Raquel, has high blood pressure and chronic tiredness and heart trouble. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Pastor Wee Mari, Mari Wee of Singapore, on March 16th, Tuesday, she'll deliver the message in Israel, Jerusalem, Jerusalem-Israel, Chinese group, fill her with the Holy Spirit, and she'll have a missionary trip to Europe from April 8th until April 30th. Be with her and show the works of healing through when she prays with a handkerchief. 10 ring, let the persecution go away and let her quickly receive the permission from the government. Father, show your work with your power. Light come. Let all the employees and children be protected in the Kanglo kindergarten. Her sons, Lee Kang Hui and Lee Lei Lei, let them be pleasing children of God. Father, give a blessing to go into spirit quickly. Father, let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Ringing in the ear, go away. Let them speak well. Cancers, all kinds of cancers, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Show your work, transiting space and time, and touch their parents. Touch their lungs and high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed at the root. Burn them at the root. All the skin diseases, go away. Itchiness, go away. All diseases in internal organs, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away, Father. Light come. Give them health and make them complete. And Father, give them grace throughout this week and give them peace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.